You're listening to Vatican Radio. The need for improved relationships and a rebuilding of trust between men and women in the Church is the message that's been emerging from a meeting of the International Union of Superiors General, or UISG, which opened here in Rome last Friday. The five-day meeting brings together some 800 leaders of women's religious communities worldwide and is focused on the theme, the service of leadership according to the gospel. In a discussion session on Sunday with the head of the Vatican's Congregation for Religious, Brazilian Cardinal Braz de Aviz spoke of recent tensions with the Leadership Conference of Women Religious in the United States, saying there's need for a wide-ranging review of structures of power within the Catholic Church. The UISG was established in 1965 to promote deeper collaboration between female religious congregations. Its current president is Sister Mary Lou Wirtz, who talked to me on the opening day of the plenary assembly. Sister Mary Lou, you're the president of the UISG. You're here for your plenary assembly focusing on the question of the service of authority according to the gospel. Just explain that theme to us a little bit. Do you see the question of authority as the most serious challenge facing religious life today?
I don't know if I'd say it's the most serious one, but ever since Vatican II, the understanding of obedience, of authority, have taken on different nuances or concepts. And so there's been much growth or change in that. And so I think it's important for us to take the time to look at what does gospel leadership mean today in this context, in the context of authority as we understand it today. And as our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has said recently, that power has to do with service, service to others. And I think that's where we're coming from, that it's not power for power's sake, but it's power for service to others in using it in that way.
Do you see a new understanding of this relationship between power and service under this new pontificate?
I don't know that it's so new for us women religious, but I think for the understanding of many others, it probably is, yes.
So you're quite hopeful that there is perhaps new channels of dialogue?
Yes, we're very hopeful for that, that we will have more open dialogues in the future.
We've seen this question of tensions between women religious, particularly in the United States and the authorities here in the Vatican. Do you see this also as a cultural issue, perhaps of more concern to the Western world, the Church in the West, than in other continents?
I don't know how I can speak for other continents, but some of the tension around this whole issue has to do with the breakdown of dialogue. For us, dialogue means I'm open to speak with you and I'm open to hear from you. And it hasn't always been that way from both sides. So I think it's a lack of understanding of what true dialogue really is.
You'll be proposing some reflections from the grassroots, won't you, from sisters and brothers around the world. Can you share with us some ideas perhaps on improving this dialogue, this listening process?
Well, I think the LCWR group, which I don't want to speak for them, but I think they are really using an approach of prayer and reflection and trying to open this channel of understanding from both sides. And I think there are religious in other parts of the world that are watching to see how this is going to unfold.
So what are you hoping perhaps to achieve during this plenary assembly? You describe it, don't you, as a synod for consecrated life.
It's probably a little soon to say what do I expect from it, because we're bringing in people from 76 countries, women religious leaders. And I think during these days from the conversations, we'll begin to shape something that we can carry with us into the future.
During the synod last year, you called on the bishops to see religious not just as a resource, but more as a prophetic witness, didn't you? Can you explain that to us?
Well, I think women religious in the Church for centuries have been in the forefront of being where the people are in need. For me, that's not being a resource like pulling a book off of a library shelf or something, but it's who we are in the Church. We are women who are out there to serve others, but that is service to the Church. And I just deeply feel it's more than a resource. that we're an integral part of the church, and really in many parts of the world have been the initiators of the church presence in many areas.
Why do you feel that this voice, if you like, this prophetic witness, as you call it, has been unrecognized or undervalued, if you like, for so long?
I think in some circles it's been recognized, but I think from the circles within the Vatican, we don't hear that recognition, whether they believe it and feel it is there, but to hear and to have it recognized is where it's been lacking. But even if we're not hearing it, we're doing it, and we continue our mission.
Sister Mary Lou Wirtz is president of the UISG, or International Union of Superiors General, which is currently holding its plenary assembly here in Rome.